If you make all of your goals SMART goals, you may be limiting your life to routine and boring. Yes, it's possible that SMART goals are keeping you from experiencing a life that is epic. Now, you may be happy with your life the way it is. You may not want your life to be epic. But I'm going to guess that you're not looking to just coast through your life. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host, an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach. This place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine your success, no matter what you do. And your mindset, it is a skill. You can learn how to develop your mindset and get a strong mindset. So, SMART goals. We talked about these last week. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And so, if you're looking at that, the first letter of each of those words spells SMART. So, SMART goals are good in a lot of situations. I talked a little bit about this last week. But if you only set SMART goals, if that's the only pattern that you use, you are going to limit yourself to only getting average results and an average life. Yes, SMART goals will only take you so far. Last week, I talked about how some of your most important goals, the most important things that you might want to achieve, can't easily be measured, and so don't fit into the SMART goals format. Now, today I'm also talking about, you know, another drawback to the SMART goals formula. I want to talk about achievable goals. Yes, you do need to have achievable goals. If you set a goal that you're going to be 6 inches taller by this time next year, that's probably not going to happen unless you are 14 years old. Then it's possible, but you still don't have a whole lot of control over that. So, yes, your goals do have to be achievable within the realm of possibility, but don't let the idea of an achievable goal be an excuse to set goals that are safe. So here's a clue that you're setting your goals too small. If you feel stuck, you might be playing it too safe. If you feel like you're in Groundhog Day, you might be playing it too safe. If you feel tired and sluggish all the time, you might be playing it too safe. If you have brain fog and get distracted, you might be playing it too safe. If you often feel bored, you might be playing it too safe. If you crave a six-pack and a pickup truck, you might be a redneck. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not in that. Sorry, wrong list. So when you set your goals for 2023... don't play it safe. You need to have some goals in that list that are hard to do. There's something about doing hard things that stokes the fire in your soul. Now, there are some people that you're looking at me like, no, you're crazy. I'm fine. Happy the way you are. If you're happy the way you are, then yes, everything that I'm saying is just going to sound like wah, wah, wah. But there are a lot of you out there who have this desire to be more and better, be the best version of yourself. In order to be the best version of yourself, you need to have some goals that are out there, some goals that are difficult to do. A man named Lazarus Lake created a race called the Barkley Marathons. Now, if you're a runner, you might be familiar with this race. It is a difficult race. In fact, Lazarus Lake intentionally designed his race to be almost impossible to finish. The race has been going on every year since 1986, I think every year anyway. They may have missed a couple years, but it's been going on a long time. In that time, since 1986, the Barkley Marathons has only had 15 people who finished the race. Now, a couple of people finished the race in multiple times. So in total, the race has been completed by 18 times. 18 times the race has been completed, 15 people have finished it. Lazarus Lake was quoted, I heard a quote, and he said that the reason he makes his race so difficult is he said that people need a chance to face a challenge that is nearly impossible. And he's proven that with this race. It is nearly impossible to finish. Of all of those years, only 15 people have done it. There's also a famous quote by JFK, John F. Kennedy, when he was in talking to the nation about why we are going to try to go to the moon. And he said that we are going to choose to go to the moon because it is hard. And in kind of summary of what he was talking about is that choosing such a goal to go to the moon would require us to be our best, to actually step up and be better than we could be if we didn't have such a challenge that was hard. So, okay, now please understand, I'm not trying to say that you need to make your goals next to impossible, you know, unless you want a goal that's like that. I mean, that is something that some of you might want to do. But for most people, having a goal that is next to impossible, something like running the Barclay Marathons, is probably not going to inspire you. But if you want to grow as a person, if you want to become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be, you probably need to step up your opinion of what you can achieve. There's a race director that I have followed on social media. She has a lady named Candace Burt, and she has designed the Triple Crown of 200s, three different 200-mile races. And I heard her say one time that if you don't have some DNFs as a runner, you're probably not challenging yourself enough. You're probably picking safe races. Now, for those of us who are runners, you know, a DNF is something that we always try to avoid. In fact, there's a quote out there, some runners say death before DNF, but you know that is, most of us are not going to choose death over DNF. DNF means do not finish. It's when you're not able to, for whatever reason, to complete the race. That is a DNF. And I like this idea that if you don't have some races, if you've entered races that you always know that you can finish, if you give yourself this wide margin of safety, yes, you feel good about what you've done, but if you never go to the edge, if you never push yourself to something that requires everything that you've got, and there's still a chance that you might fail even if you give everything you got, that is a whole different mindset than running half marathons because they're easy and you know you can accomplish them. Now, there's nothing wrong with running half marathons. There's nothing wrong with taking it easy. But I'm talking about personal growth. I'm talking about having the kind of mindset that is going to serve you and give you success no matter what you do. You need to have some failures in there. You need to have something that was going to require everything you've got and you might still fail. It's a tough thing to do. It's tough psychologically to have that kind of a failure. But for personal growth, you need those kinds of challenges. So that's kind of why I have a beef about, you know, setting SMART goals. Because when people hear the word achievable, it's like, well, yeah, I need to make sure I can do this. Well, maybe you need to make sure that you have a very high chance of not getting it done. And here's my challenge to you. If you are setting goals this year, find a goal that is going to be hard. Find a goal that is going to take a lot of your heart and soul and has a real chance of failure. And then if you do fail, regroup, try again. That's what we do as ultramarathon runners. If we have a DNF, we don't stop. We don't allow, running isn't for me. It's like, well, I'm going to readjust. I'm going to look at what I do. You know, some of the things that I could have done differently, and you go back and you do it again. You see, it's the hard things that we do that give us the most satisfaction. When you do something hard and you actually achieve it, it gives you a great deal of satisfaction because you knew it. You knew it was not something that just anybody could do. You knew that you were pushing the limits. You didn't have this huge margin of safety and knowledge that you could finish or you could do whatever it was that your goal was. So it is what I'm trying to ask you to challenge yourself to do. Make your achievable if you're setting SMART goals, make achievable something is going to bring out your best. Something's going to demand you to give your best with a chance of failure. That is how you become the best version of yourself. That is how you develop a strong mindset. So in your goal setting, find something that is going to give you that kind of challenge. That is my challenge to you as a listener of this show. Push yourself. Raise your standards of what you think is achievable, and then maybe even bump it up a notch or two past that. So it's going to really take everything that you've got. Thank you a lot for listening. I appreciate you being here. If I can help you, you can reach me at ultramindsetpodcast.run, ultramindsetpodcast.run. I'm offering free for the January 2023, my course, a very short course, How to Crush Your Goals. You can go there, ultramindsetpodcast.run. In the sidebar, it's a How to Crush Your Goals short course. The things that I offer to my one-to-one clients, the tools that I offer of goal setting and how to get things done. So help you on your way to your hard and difficult goal. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.